Good afternoon. My name is Matt Wolcott, and I'm one of the two incident commanders for Montana's Muscle Incident Response Team. I think most of you are aware that last week we set up a formal incident command structure to respond to this emergency. Since then, we've been very busy. I want to be very clear to all of you that we're treating this incident with the highest degree of urgency. I also want to clearly communicate that we have a plan and we're moving forward. Winter weather is hampering our efforts to collect more data from the field, but we're making some good progress. I'd like to give you a couple tangible examples of what that means. Last week, when we set up the team, we began to work with the lab to reprioritize the processing of water samples. When we started a week ago, we had roughly 372 water samples that still needed processing. By working closely with the state lab, we're able to reprioritize and increase the capacity of the two state labs that we have. That included outsourcing a large number of samples to a lab in Colorado. That also included purchasing a new microscope and a camera for the lab in Kalispell. Through that effort, we were able to take what was originally a 3 to 5 month estimate to complete that testing down to roughly 2 weeks, and we're really proud of that. We managed to take a backlog of samples, and we're hoping to have them all processed by December 19th. We want to make sure we give credit to the folks in the lab. Our two laboratory technicians for the state of Montana have been working 7 days a week and working overtime to try and get through those samples as quickly as possible, because we understand that the results of those tests are important. We continue to build on the response framework developed last week. We set up a couple of task forces around issues of control and containment and sampling and monitoring. I'd like to give you a couple examples of that. One of the task forces that we set up was a task force on check stations and decontamination. Todd Anderson, who's a game warden sergeant for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks here in Montana, has been tasked with reaching out to our partners in Montana and other states and provinces to try and assess their current capabilities and future capabilities for stepping up an augmented response for next summer. One of his tasks is to identify what the appropriate control and containment measures are so that Montana can act as a firewall for our neighboring states and provinces. Another task force that we stood up is the sampling and testing task force. This force has been assigned to assess our current lab and their capabilities to take and process additional samples next summer. We anticipate that our sampling effort will be ramped up considerably. Part of that is trying to identify additional staffing needs for next spring and summer and evaluating whether or not the current sampling plan will be sufficient in light of any new information we might find. Part of that effort is to work with the state lab to assess their capability, specifically for their staff and equipment, to process and test a high volume of samples. So that's two-part. Taking new samples, and two, producing those test results in a timely manner. We've also stood up an economic impacts task force. We're working with Montana Department of Commerce to better understand all of the potential short and long-term impacts from an economic standpoint, not only for Montana, but for our local, federal, regional, and international partners. We're working really closely and talking with a lot of people who have an extensive scope and knowledge and experience base. And through that process, we're learning that there are many people who have intimate knowledge of this issue, and we're listening. We're currently receiving support from people all around the world, which is both humbling and it also helps us understand that we're playing a role in a much larger landscape. This week, we received offers of assistance from as far away as Nepal. We're also reaching out and talking with local, state, and national officials to gather their input to inform our decision making. Additionally, the Montana Invasive Species Advisory Council has been tasked by us with coordinating mid and long-range strategies. Info gathered from the task forces will inform that long-range plan. Right now, we've asked them to look at the 5 month to 10 year vision, so we have both a short term and a long term goal for the future. Now, I want you to understand that we understand the potential implications are serious, but we're taking direct, thoughtful, and coordinated action, and that continues to be the primary focus of the response team. We believe our best courses of action will draw on the great information we're collecting and from the planning experience of the experts we have at our disposal within our state and local and federal agencies and stakeholder groups. To the degree possible, we need you to have faith in our process and get behind our effort to address your concerns. We really appreciate all your patience and effort and support as we work through these issues. I guess in closing, the last thing I would hope to communicate is that, you know, Montanans face challenges every day. And when we do, we come together to find the best possible solutions. This is not a hopeless situation, and we will work together. It's one of the things that makes Montana great.